DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. All right, then say it. Say our.
I hate it. I hate this pig.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Belkin Wemo Switch. The Belkin Wemo Switch lets you turn electronic devices on or off from anywhere inside or outside your home. The Wemo Switch uses your existing home Wi-Fi network to provide wireless control of TVs, lamps, stereos, and Weenie Slicer 9000s. Simply download the free Wemo app, plug in the switch to an outlet in your home, and plug any device into the switch. Check them out at BelkinWemoSwitch.com, and don't forget to use the very special listener checkout code DIPLUS for an electrifying discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by... God damn you, turnip head. I am joined from the Belkin Wemo Switch Free State of Arkansas. By, you know what? It's a new year. I don't know how to... By the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Man, can you spit it out already?
I sound like Big Fatty all of a sudden. That was just like, Jesus.
You know what? I want to be the last to say this to you, Daniel.
What?
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Adam.
I mean, I can't say the first, because I have no idea how many people said Happy New Year to you.
You know what? You were the first out-of-state person to say Happy New Year's to me on New Year's.
You were the first out-of-state person.
Well, I mean, I was at a party. I was at a party, so it was kind of hard for me. You weren't the first person to say Happy New Year because everyone screamed Happy New Year. But you were the first person. You texted me at shortly after my time midnight and wished me a Happy New Year. And I hope you realize that I waited, 57 minutes and then texted you at midnight your time to say Happy New Year.
I did, and at first I thought, that fucker. He's not texting me back and saying Happy New Year. What the hell is he doing? Look at me being so sweet. I only texted two people and said Happy New Year.
And one of them was your creepy uncle.
Right. And I don't even know. I don't remember the last thing I said about him. But anyway, back to New Year's. So,
yes.
So Chod, one of our
who were the two people that you texted?
I think I texted, where was I, first of all? It's time to record DI Plus. Okay, phone, don't tell me that. So, let me look. Hold on. So, I'm looking. I think I texted.
Does this matter in the context of the story? Does it matter where you were at all?
You and Joey.
No, there you go. So, two of the suits.
Yeah. So, and Joey never texted me back. And I thought, surely he'll text me back because he's doing creaming in the new year or something. So, I mean, surely, anyway.
You know what? The other thing, we have a couple of things that we have to do real quick. By the way, first of all, it is Tuesday evening. We're a tad late getting started. No fault of mine, of course. It was all Adam's fault. But we are streaming live, as we are every Tuesday evening, here on Pride48.com. And we'd like to say a big howdy-ho to the chat room. Adam, could you tell me who's in the chat room since I have to cough?
Sure, I can tell you. We have Dante. Oh, that's the bartender. Daddy Dave, Good Humor Penguin, It's All About Jay of the Dead, Mib Lurker, who doesn't realize this isn't Big Fatty, Montand, Nessa, Return of Wit, Roland O, RT Cruiser, or A.T. Cruiser, Poppy Smelly.
Cruiser.
And then we have CCM, which I believe is Kathy Marshall.
That would be Kathy Marshall, yes.
You're there. I'm there. I didn't mention that. Right. Mags and Q-Sledge.
Q-Sledge.
Yes.
Exactly. And by the way, a belated happy birthday to the Good Humor Penguin. That would be Michael Fine. So happy birthday, Michael Fine.
Not really our shtick, but happy birthday.
Yes.
I mean, Big Fatty does the birthday.
I know he does it, but I'm just saying that Good Humor Penguin is a fixture at Pride 48. So we wanted to say.
In fact, I never say happy birthday to anyone because I don't like to steal content. still, you know,
right
material. That's, so I just keep, never say happy
just,
birthday.
You just keep using that excuse. So you just made reference to the fact that Joey Bukkake, in his little show, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, which, by the way, is the number four show on iTunes if you search for Cocktails and Cream Puffs, is he did a New Year's show here on Pride 48. So I got home from my party at about 1 a.m., a little before 1 a.m. Eastern time, and I tuned on to Pride 48. Nothing. There was nothing going on. Absolutely
when?
Nothing. Like 1 a.m. Eastern time.
That's now, when they were ending.
But there was nothing going on. Maybe I got home at 1:30. I don't know. But my point is that there was nothing going on. So, of course, I'm like, hey, this is, there's an entire West Coast of people out there. So I started like trying to message, you know, podcasters on the West Coast. Sater doesn't answer his text. I didn't know anyone else on Google Hangouts that I could try to get a hold of. And I didn't feel right doing it myself because I'm not on the West Coast. But, you know, I've been watching Twit all day long where they were doing 24 hours of New Year's. And that was actually kind of fun to watch.
Right. Well, I know where I was now. I was at a Filipino party.
There you go. Watching Twit on your phone.
No, I had watched it earlier in the day at
okay.
work.
All right.
Anyway.
All right. And then just to back up here in the chat room just a little bit. Let's see. I was going to say something. Let's see. Toppy Smelly believes that I am on drugs tonight. And Daddy Dave believes that the party that I was at was a Bukkake party. Now, the party I was at was actually the Danbury's party. So Kevin and Brian and Danbury, I was at their house for New Year's. Now, it could very well have been a Bukkake party. That part either happened before or after I was there because I did not. I would have remembered that, I'm pretty sure. I also was not drinking.
I would really like one of those. I've never been to a party like that. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind laying on the floor. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want a funnel. I don't think I want to go that far. But I will lay on the floor. No problem.
Right. Okay, great.
I'm just saying, what better way to ring in the new year? I mean,
right.
Can you think of a better way? And there need to be at least 12. I don't know why 12. Oh, because it happens at midnight. At least 12.
Yeah, but are you trying to like get them to come exactly at midnight?
Right.
That would be difficult.
No, you know what you could do? Okay, now here's what you do. So you have 13. And no, I'm sorry. No, that won't work. So you have
yes.
11. Yeah. So because everyone counts down, they go 10, 9, 8, you know, right
yeah,
before.
Right.
So each second, another person, you know, does their thing.
But it takes people longer than a second to...
Well, they can continue.
Oh, okay.
But they all get right up to the point. And you got to have people that are really good. I'm really good at timing it. So, I mean, but I wouldn't want to be one of those. I'd want to be on the floor. So, I don't know.
Right.
You know, kind of like a 21-gun salute, sort of, but...
You know, I think instead of New Year's resolutions, we should just have New Year's aspirations. So, next New Year's... Of course, this is how my brain works. Next year, New Year's, I'm thinking maybe we should do a 24-hour thing on Pride 48. That would be fun
oh,
to do
my
that.
Lord.
And then, and instead, what you're doing is, no, next year, New Year's, you want to be in a Bukkake party. So you're trying
exactly.
to put together a Bukkake party. I'm trying to put together a 24-hour.
It was the chat room that mentioned. I'm just going along. Look, I'm going along for the ride. The chat room gives me topics, and I deliver.
All right, so we've been gone for a couple of weeks. So how was your Christmas?
Oh, so my Christmas was good. I went down. Well, first of all, I want to say that I got this.
I see that.
Not the picture that's on it, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But I got this for Christmas from Mark, and this is a
Nexus 5.
Nexus 5, yes. And other than the fact that the signal strength on it sucks, it's great. I love it. I've like, first of all, I stopped carrying around my tablet because now I watch everything on it.
Right.
Like but Pocket Cast will sync, but so I have it synced between my tablet and my phone, so
right.
I can, you know, if I do pick up the tablet, it will know where I'm at on all the podcasts. I have Tasker on here, so I've been able to automate a lot of stuff, play around with it. Now I can do Hangouts with you.
I know.
You're not answering your phone or whatever.
You know,
so you don't.
You know what? That and we should talk about that in the tech segment. I was so excited that when they rolled SMS into Hangouts, because I was thinking like a logical person that, oh, that means that my SMS Hangouts will pop into my computer like all the other Hangouts that I have. But no, it's still a phone only thing. So it's, you know, there's a lot of times that I'm at my computer that if you Google Hangout me, I will see it because it's on my computer. But if you text me, my phone may or may not be on my desk. So
yeah, there's some confusing parts of that. And like, I don't know, like then there'll be two of you in my list.
Right.
And I don't know which one is the SMS and which one is the Hangout. And So, like, I messaged Joey, but I accidentally Hangout messaged him instead of text messaged. Anyway,
he doesn't know what that is. All right, so anyway, so you got an Nexus 5, yes?
I did, and I went down to South Arkansas. I'm not going to bring the show down, but my uncle was struggling with cancer. He died yesterday. I did get to see my uncle on Christmas Day.
Well, that's good.
For the last time. So it was good that that I got to see him. And it was very quick because I went down. I did go down Christmas Eve night, but I spent the night in a hotel, so I didn't have to stay with my creepy uncle, and because that's where my parents were staying.
Right.
And then I drove back up. Well, on the way back, I stopped, which is not really on the way, but I was not able to see one of my favorite aunts. And my grandmother happened to be at my aunt's house in Mountain View. So on my way home, I actually drove to Mountain View. And my aunt was there, my two cousins, my uncle, and my grandma. And they had this new game that they got. I don't remember the name of it, but basically you have a person who calls out things that... whatever. So like things that are fun to play outside or should be played outside.
Right.
And then everyone will write their answer down on a slip of paper and put it in a hat or a bowl or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reader will pull them out and read it. And then what you have to do is you go around the table and you have to guess who said what.
Okay.
And you get points for getting it right. And you also get points if you're the last thing, wow. The last slip of paper.
You know what? This is exciting.
It was really fun.
No, yeah, you know what? I'm sure that the game was fun. It's just listening to the how to play the game. You know what we should do on a completely side note? You know what we should do? We should have. Do you listen to Chord Killers?
I have not. It's only just started.
No,
so.
But all right. But formerly Frame Rate, and they do that fantasy movie league thing.
Yes, I have listened.
I want to do the fantasy movie league thing for the summer. I think we could get some listeners, and we just need to figure out how to do it. It's like a fantasy.
So you want everyone to like bid for movies,
right? Well, we get a group together first, right, and we kick in some money, right? Each like $20 an entry, or whatever, and then see because in the summer movie thing would end right at Pride 48 in Vegas, so then that way the winner could get the pot in Vegas, all right? So we all chuck in the money to the pot.
Oh yeah. That would be a way to get the pot up a little bit.
There you go. No. Like this would be separate because you win this by... So it's like a fantasy sports league, but you're using the gross receipts of movies for like the summer movie. Anyway, we have to figure out how to do that. Anyway, I interrupted your story. I'm so sorry. Please go ahead.
Well, no, that was about it. So that was it. We had a lot of snow recently. So the only other thing that happened is it has snowed 3 times since the last show that we got. And it's nothing compared to what you guys get.
Let me tell you, right now it is 3 degrees outside. It was a wind chill of like -16 today. My mustache, my nipples are frozen. That is how cold it is here.
Okay, Google, what's the weather outside?
You know, why didn't you call your Google Kathy Bacon?
Okay, it's 32 right now, which is balmy.
Right.
Yesterday, it was 0 degrees.
Zero.
Yesterday morning.
Yeah, we've been.
I think it even got to the negatives.
We've been delay. So I for Christmas, thank you for asking. For Christmas, I got the.
How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was annoying, but that was a story for another time and another day. Nothing to do with Robert. We had a lovely little. We got up. He made me wait until Christmas morning to open the presents under the tree, even though we were up at like, you know, 2 a.m. Christmas morning.
Well, but see, my theory about...
He wanted me to go to bed first and then open them.
Right. My theory about that whole thing of saying that a day starts after midnight.
Yes.
I think it doesn't start until you have slept.
Okay, but here's the problem is he is not a morning person. So the next morning, see, the gift that I got from him was a subscription to Tonks Coffee.
Okay.
And I got him a grinder and an AeroPress. And so, you know, I was psyched for him to get it because I knew that he would want coffee in the morning. So he wouldn't let us open the presents the night before. So in the next morning when we got up, I, of course, wanted him to open the presents before he went and made a cup of coffee because that was, and it got into this huge fight thing about him. I want my coffee. I got to have my coffee. Yeah, so he was kind of one of those. So he had to
So
go,
you could, yeah. you couldn't really say.
Yeah.
There was not much you could say or you would ruin the... You
correct.
Cannot make coffee
correct.
Until you open your present.
Absolutely correct. So anyway, so that kind of... But yeah, Tonks, so T-O-N-X, for those of you who are curious, it is a subscription coffee service. So they pick the beans, they roast them, and then immediately ship them to the house. So
Now, are they the Civic Cat beans?
No. The ones,
do you know what those are?
The ones that are from the poop? No.
Yeah.
No.
The cats eat them and then they poop them out.
You can go to tonks.org. They get theirs from different places. Anyway, but they buy the beans and then they roast them and ship them immediately. And then so your beans that you get are, you know, have been roasted within the last couple of days. So very fresh, apparently.
Well, okay, after the fight, did he like his present?
Yeah, I guess. I got a Logitech G510S gaming keyboard.
All right.
You know, I had the G710, which is the mechanical keyboard, which you can hear me type on occasionally on this show. But I work in a very quiet office. So I had it at the office, and I was self-conscious about the noise that it made. So I put the 510S on my wish list because it has the same exact key layout, but it's not a mechanical, so it's quiet. So that's what I hate, is moving between keyboards with different key, you know, the alts in different place or the enters slightly different, because I don't look when I type, right? So I wanted two keyboards that had the same layout. Anyway, but the fun thing about the 510S is that it's, both of them are backlit and both of them have all the little bells and whistles on them, but the 510S actually has a full spectrum backlight. You can actually like just drag the cursor around a color wheel to change the backlight color to any, you know, one of 16 million different hues of backlight.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
I like that. Kind of like my background.
Right.
That's not on right now.
Right, exactly. But. So I got that, and I also got a new camera, which you're not enjoying right now. So I got a new Logitech HD camera because this is how it works, right? I have the Microsoft Studio HD camera here. And it is the only camera that does not have drivers that work with Windows 8.1. So the Microsoft camera does not work with Microsoft 8.1 or Microsoft Windows 8.1. So I had to. So I have a Logitech HD camera, which I will hook up, and we will be in business sometime soon. So there you go.
I don't know. One of us has poor internet tonight, anyway, because you're looking very internet-y.
You know what? Also, I don't have the studio lights on tonight, which I probably should because they would add heat into the room. But let me just do that. Hold on a second. Let me just do that.
Okay, you go ahead and do that.
All right. Yes, I have the studio lights on now, so I should my picture should improve.
Oh, I was looking at myself. Hold on.
Oh, great.
I'll just I'll turn it back over to you. Oh, there you are. Yeah, you're still pixelated, but it's okay.
You know what?
You're brighter. The pixels are much brighter.
Much brighter. Much brighter pixels. The I don't know what's going on with that. I think we might have a router issue here. Anyway, so long story short, we had a great little Christmas. We went. I wanted pancakes. So we went down to the 24-hour, 365-day-a-year diner up the road and got pancakes. It was quite crowded on Christmas Day, but got pancakes. So that was fun.
I think I saw a picture. Did I see a picture of pancakes on Christmas Day?
I took a picture of the menu. I don't know that I took a picture of the actual pancakes.
I think I'm going to have to end the show today. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. So anyway, the and then, of course, the other thing that we had was New Year's, which I think we've pretty much already like covered, like where we were.
Well, I was going to say one more thing.
Oh, hold that thought for just a second. Yes. Hello.
Hey, Divius and 10 Plus guys.
Hi.
Zombie Girl TJ from nowhere.
Hi, TJ.
Calling in on a couple of celebrity death items.
A couple.
Neither of which I think will qualify.
Okay.
Apparently, Eddie Murphy died again in another snowboarding accident today, aww, Christmas Day.
Aww.
You'd think that man would learn after the last couple of snowboarding accidents.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
So, yeah, Eddie Murphy dead snowboarding Christmas Day. How horrible is that?
That is tragic.
I'm pretty sure that one's a hoax, so I don't expect any credit for that one, but perhaps.
But, you know, you can appreciate this as, since you are running for mayor of Squarestown, which, by the way, you have my full support on. Since you will be an elected official, we have to stick to the rules. So Eddie Murphy, dead on Christmas Day. Sorry. All right, Scott. Move on.
I could get a little bit of credit for this one, and that is, I have it on reliable authority, that Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Adam's looking bewildered. Daniel's probably laughing. I hope. Anyway, I hope you guys had a great Christmas. And
it's like she can see us.
Get my first call in on the celebrity death phone.
Well, thank you, TJ.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Oh, and we love you too. Thank you, TJ. That is TJ from Zombie Girl TJ from the Greetings from Nowhere podcast.
Yeah, and even though Yeah, she didn't win anything because neither one of those are.
Yeah, well,
neither one of those qualify.
Yeah, we're not entirely sure that we're not entirely sure that she didn't kill General. Never mind.
I didn't. You know, I want to admit something. I did not get the joke.
Yeah, which joke? But
why that was funny that he's still dead. You're laughing.
I'm laughing because it's obscure and you're bewildered because you don't know who he is.
I've heard the name and I know he's dead.
Right. Well, there you go. He's still
dead.
Perhaps I could get a little bit of credit for this one, and that is I have it on reliable authority that Generalissimo Francisco Franco is still dead.
There you go. Do you want me to ask Kathy Bacon for you?
He's somebody from history.
From
history. He was a general.
He's from history.
He's from history. I know that much. I mean, isn't he?
Yes.
Who is not from history?
Well, other than Doctor Who, everyone is from history, of course.
I figure, you know.
Oh, I did that on Christmas Day, too. I watched the Doctor Who Christmas special, but that
could not go wrong.
Anyway, thank you very much, TJ. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, so New Year's, I went and did a party, and you went and did a party.
Yeah, and we had glow necklaces, and I took a really cute picture, or someone took a really cute picture
yes,
of Mark and I.
Saw it.
That I posted, and Chad had messaged me earlier in the day, and he likes to send naked pictures to people.
Yes.
So what I told him was, hey, Chad, you know, why don't you send a picture of your balls dropping?
Right.
You know, because it's New Year's and everything. So he sent me a lovely bathtub pic of his balls.
Which I saw on your Nexus 5 when you held it up to the screen.
Right. They were quite red. I'm assuming the water was hot, but.
Anyway. Oh, they were Christmas balls.
They're nice and shaved. Shorn, even.
Shorn.
And that's it. That's it.
So, there you go. There was something else I got for. Oh, I got a tie rack.
Well, I got other things. Right. My mom got me a vest and a dress shirt and a tie, and I got a gift card to Best Buy from my brother.
Right.
And
so anything about it? Here's the thing. You know what? Christmas is one of those holidays that is slightly annoying only because I'm a geek. I like gadgets and I buy gadgets all the time. So this whole, you know, it's 2014, right? I have Amazon 2-day shipping, whatever. I just can't see the point of waiting until Christmas Day to. So it's kind of like one of those things that I don't know. I'm starting to just lean really heavily into the camp of just like gift cards. Just gift cards, gift cards, gift cards.
Yeah, I mean, my family would not give me anything technological, mostly because it's usually going to be out of the price range they're going to spend on me. But, if Mark gets me something, it's always something that I've mentioned. Like, I had mentioned I wanted a Nexus 5, but I never said I wanted it for Christmas. Actually, I was really surprised. I had no idea. And he knew that I had not gotten a new phone yet, procrastinate. And so so that was a really good present. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to get me
I'm just wondering, is this day and age? I mean, like, Christmas will always exist for kids, but where is the cutoff date where Christmas is no longer, you know, buying the perfect gift for the person or putting something, you know? It's like we're very impulsive people. We buy things all the time, right? Now, granted, you know, we are lucky enough that we can do that, and you know, there are some folks that Christmas is not a require, you know, Christmas is a luxury, whatever. But I don't know.
I would hate to say no more gift buying. You know,
Christmas is, it is really just a ginned up reason to shop, right? It's like Valentine's Day, whatever. And we don't buy each other things on Valentine's Day. We stop that immediately.
So I was thinking this. Isn't Christmas just an exchange of money? Here's what I'm going to say. So
Before you go down that road, I just wanted to address Mark in the chat room. I'm not saying that I don't like the Christmas trees or the Christmas lights or the decoration. I love all that stuff. Love all that stuff. I'm just saying the actual, like, you know, having to wait until Christmas morning to get your gift. I mean, I'm an adult. I buy my own stuff, whatever. I would rather just have a gift card because I'm going to buy, you know, whatever.
Most of us.
Yes.
Have a certain ranking of like, okay, this is how much I spend on this group of people, and this is how much I'll spend on this person, and this is how much I'll spend on my partner or whatever, you know. And generally, you're probably going to fall in kind of that same range with them.
Right.
So if you really think about it, you're spending, you know, 500, 1,000, if you add up all the gifts you get for everybody, you're spending a certain amount of money. And generally, you're expecting that you're going to get back presents from those people. So really, you're just exchanging you know, I spent this much and they spent this much. And generally, you want to break even on that. You know, you don't want to spend $500 for your.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, I buy stuff for my nephews and I don't expect them to get me anything and they don't. But that's, you know, I mean.
Well, that's true. That's true for the younger ones.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, when you're talking about Robert, I mean, we've been together for 10 years. It's like we buy stuff all the time and he's, you know, he'll see something that he wants and he's going to buy it. He's a shopper, though. He likes to shop. He buys things on sale and blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah. So anyway, but I mean, Mark got me a really good gift. I got him an iPad mini because I like technology and he didn't have one. So, well, and he's a snob. He only wants Apple stuff.
Well, I knew I didn't like mittens.
So that's what he got. He loves it. He loves it. So
his Secret Santa got him a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. They had Secret Santa at work.
He posted photos of that.
You know what he did? This is so funny. So his Secret Santa got him tons of
candy.
What's that? Ferrero Rocher, whatever that is. All different kinds. And then some cookies and all these candies. Giardelli or however you say that stuff. Well, we've both been trying to go to the gym and watch what we eat and all that kind of stuff. And he says, I can't eat all this. So he decides he's going to put a little bit of that candy in each bag of presents that he got for his friends. So he re-gifted his Secret Santa.
He re-gifted his candy.
Yeah. And he said yesterday they asked me, he said I was looking for some food and someone at work and someone said, don't you still have all those chocolates? And he said, I didn't want to tell him I had re-gifted it. They're like, have you eaten it already? And he said, I didn't know what to say because I didn't want to say I gave it to someone else. So I just said, yes. Not in that voice, but
that would be odd for him to just suddenly say yes,
yes,
just like yes. All right, so let's get to so New Year's. You know, New Year's was New Year's, right? And so I think the big news. Oh, hold on a second here. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruiser just ringing for Celebrity Death Phone. Harold Camping,
who?
Religious nutbag, dead at 92. So we can actually take some joy in this one, I think, because he was a mental case.
Who?
Okay, bye.
Harold Camping.
That's the guy who kept predicting the end of the world.
Hold on. Let me go to the authoritative source here. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who is Harold Camping?
According to Wikipedia, Harold Egbert Camping was an American Christian radio broadcaster, author, and evangelist.
He was a president of Family Radio, a California-based radio station and group that broadcasts blah, 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 blah. I've never heard of him.
I've heard of him, but I don't think I would classify him.
Oh, wait, yeah, no, he was the end of the world guy, and he kept moving.
Right, that's what I said. He kept predicting the end of the world year before last.
All right, so stop it. So there you go. So put a dollar in. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You got a dollar put into
the box. RT Cruiser has won the past three.
You know what? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. That's just an entry. That doesn't guarantee him that he's going to win. Just saying. Anyway.
All right. Well, I do have some things that I purchased recently, but I'm going to wait till the technology segment because it's all technology.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it.
DI Plus technology segment brought to you by Ask for the Technology Segment. When you want the technology segment to start in your show, all you have to do is ask. So a couple of things that you bought. What did you buy?
So,
because I had the thing that was on the Trello there.
Well, we're going to talk about that too.
All right,
we have time. Don't worry. But I just wanted to. But I didn't want to talk about these in what we've done this week because it's more of a technology thing.
I'm listening.
But I called you the other day because I said, Daniel,
you had the stupidest, weirdest thing that I've ever heard of.
It's not. So, Mark.
I would like to. What I really want is my cat likes to drink fresh water at 3 p.m. And you have to turn the knob on the sink to get the water into the bowl, or else she won't drink it. So, what I need is some kind of way to turn the water on in my sink. This is how I remember this conversation.
I need that sound effect. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Have it. Yeah, that one.
Stop it.
All right, go ahead. So what is it?
Okay, the TV in the bedroom does not have the feature that it as will turn itself...
As do most televisions.
Okay, well, Mittens happened to own a TV before I met him that is a large flat screen LED whatever television, 3D, everything you could possibly ever want. And it does... No, I'm sorry. That's not true. Well, it does too. But he had this crappy old CRT TV, like an old in his bedroom, and he could set it. I want you to come on at 7 a.m. every morning. And that is how he would wake up, is the TV, Good Morning America, because he likes to watch that. Robin Roberts, or who, Robin, whatever her name is.
Hi, I'm Robin Roberts. I'm a big lesbian.
She would wake him up every morning. I mean, we went through the whole leukemia thing with her or whatever it was she had. I mean, it was crazy.
She would, on her way to the hospital, she would stop by and wake him up. Yes.
Well, since we moved in together, I have a flat screen television that I have mounted on the wall in the bedroom. And it's a nice TV. It's HD. It's flat screen. It's all that hoop-de-doop.
Yes.
But it does not have the feature that it will turn itself on in the. It does have a sleep timer.
Right. No television in exist. You and I, you had like he must have had, because I was thinking about this the other day after you had asked this question, right? So in order for a TV to turn itself on at a specified time, that means that the TV has to know the time, which means that you set one more thing, a clock that you have to set, and no, you know, I can't ever remember owning a TV that I had to set the time on.
Well, I used to have an old
like
CRT
sleep,
one, and it also
a sleep
had that
timer makes sense, right? Because it's just an hour from now I want you to go turn off, or 2 hours from now. So having a ticker inside the machine, you know, something that can time minutes, is completely different than something that is actually synced to some kind of time server that it actually knows what the time is. You're far easier. My suggestion was, you know, you should look at the cable box, because the cable box has a clock built into it. So it always knows what the time is.
It does, but he doesn't want the TV to stay on all day, all night, because even the black screen keeps him awake. The chat room has been dead for like 30 minutes.
No, it hasn't. RT Cruiser just said woo-hoo, because he won. MI Mib Lurker explained to you how to pronounce Ghirardelli.
Anyway, right. That was like 30 minutes ago.
So
but,
it was not. So he just said woo.
His brain, Toffee smelled his brain. Okay, now I know it's working. Okay. I thought it was broken. So
yes,
I'll try to make this as short, not like the cookie story.
Too late.
But, okay, Montana is saying use Wemo to turn it on. No, I can't, because here's the problem.
The TV
does. All it does is the Wemo switch only controls the power to the item.
Right.
And a television will not stay on. When you disconnect the power, it's off. You plug the power back in, it's still off. You have to hit the button. So I didn't go with your suggestion. Daniel had said that I should just... put speakers, turn the screen off or something on the TV. Oh, I don't know what. Hook speakers up to the cable box.
Yes.
And then just have the cable box turn on to the channel, and the noise would wake him up. But he really wants the visual as well.
But then, because he can hear the noise, then he turns around and turns, because he's not going to.
I don't want to stop there. It's a partial solution, Daniel. So what I got, haven't done it yet, but what I got was, is this box that is it's an IR, Wi-Fi to IR device controller thing.
Oh dear.
So basically it has an IR blaster. It will learn your remote, so you can like teach it your remote, and then it hooks into your network via Wi-Fi, Ethernet, whatever. So then
and how much did this set you back?
I don't know, it was like $85. But that's not, so that one was not Wi-Fi. I've been having problems with the Wi-Fi in the house. My Linksys router apparently does not have good range on it.
Right.
So I didn't want to get the Wi-Fi one, so I got the Ethernet only. But I don't have an Ethernet jack in the bedroom. So then I thought, I'll do internet over power line.
Oh, you're right.
Well, so I bought two of these Netgear Powerline Ethernet adapters. Oh, my God. You put it more than 5 feet away from where it's plugged in.
Yes.
And I was getting, you're supposed to get up to like 80 megabits a second. Oh,
right.
No.
Yes.
I was getting like 0.5.
Yes.
Where I needed it to be. Well, it's probably going to work, because all I need to do is control this IR thing, so it's not going to take a lot. But I wanted to use it for the Roku in another room as well that doesn't have the Wi-Fi.
Why didn't you just get a wireless extender or a wireless access point?
Well, I ended up, so that's another tech thing I bought. So today I was on Amazon and I just bought a new router.
Why buy a new router? Why not just get a wireless extender?
Because this router is crap, and I can't put the tomato firmware on it. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get a better router. This is a really old router. It's probably like 15 years old or something. It can't be that old, but it's old. And
it's almost old enough for you to date.
And so anyway, I will keep everyone abreast Because I have not set everything up yet, but I've got the internet in the bedroom, even if it's slow. I've got the RF thing. So now I just have to learn the remote and write a little simple script that will turn the send that
command
out.
You will have to write a simple script, and then you'll have to have somewhere that hosts that script so that it will actually like call, so it's got to be running.
Computer.
So what happens when the power goes off and your computer turns off? Then you need some kind of cron script on your computer to relaunch the thing that's going.
Well, I could probably get fancy and write some kind of Python script and host it on my web host. And somehow get it to communicate back.
No,
because
what if your internet goes down? What you're better off buying a Raspberry Pi and then having it run on the Raspberry Pi.
I could do that as well. That's not too expensive. That's an idea, but that's more money. You're asking me why I'm spending all this. You know how much?
You know what? What was my ultimate solution? Which was the best solution.
To hook speakers up.
My night was to go on to eBay and find a used Android phone that has an IR.
Oh, I didn't find anything cheap.
Okay, but you looked one day, right? I mean, eBay has stuff
like
that comes
$150.
eBay has things that go through all the time. What I'm saying is you could find
an IR.
There's a lot of HTC Android phones that have IR ports on them that actually had IR controllers on them. And if you find an old one, then all you have to do is just download the if then that app onto your Android phone, right? And have it send out the IR blaster code.
Oh, one more thing.
There you go. We're going on. Roland O says, just buy a new TV.
No, it is not. The TV will be $300 or $400, and I've only spent like $100, $150 max. And it's fun. I like doing stuff like this. Anyway, the last thing I bought is a wireless charger for my phone. I bought two of them.
Yes.
And I can't remember the name of it, but it's the one that's a stand. It's like the only one that's a stand. It's an actual like, and it's
I was underwhelmed with the performance of this. Do you like it?
Well, I love it because I never have to. I know this sounds like a stupid thing, but the thing I hate at night the worst is having to plug everything in. So now I go to my bed and I just throw the phone down on the stand and blink, and it starts charging, and I have the Tasker thing set.
See, but I also have wireless charging on the Droid DNA, and I have a because I listen to podcasts at night, right? So I have a stand, you know, there's a Bluetooth speaker thing that has a wireless charging, I mean, that has a charger on it that the phone just slides into, and that's what controls the podcast, and so it keeps, it charges the phone up overnight while it's...
Well, that's okay.
So I mean, like that, it just, but the wireless charger things, because I took it into the office for a little while, it just doesn't really, it charges really slowly.
I have not noticed that, but basically... I go from my bed, I go to work, and then I'm listening and watching to things at my desk, and I have another one at my desk at work, because at work, when I want to plug my phone in, I have to like crawl under the desk.
Right.
And it just bugs me. So I've loved that. It's a specific one that I love.
Yeah, the monitors on my desk have USB hubs built into them, so I can do my phone jack, you know, I can charge my phone. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Let's talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, Adam.
Does anyone care about it on our, who listens to us? Do you guys listen to Twitch?
All right, fine. Then we won't talk about it.
No,
we won't talk about it.
Oh, my God.
I'm
talking about it. Break it, fix it, crash it, jam it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it.
Hello? Melt, upgrade. Shit. I forgot that was on the same channel as that. Hello?
Oh, this is Kevin Bacon. James Avery's dead. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That was like my favorite show in the whole world. He's just dead.
How did she end that? What did she say?
James is dead?
The whole world. He's just dead.
He's just dead. And then hung up.
Probably the appropriate way to end the call is...
Yeah, there was no sigh there. There was no, let's see. Do I have that somewhere here? Let me see real quick here. Vamp for a second while I try to see if I have this.
Deborah Wilkerson just updated her profile status on Facebook.
Who is that?
But I don't know who that is. So what we were going to talk about, I don't care that you played the music because...
I wanted to get to this.
Oh, yeah. No, let me tell you a story. All about how
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Yes, Kathy Marshall wants to know if that was the guy behind the Avery Labels fortune.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Right.
I did not watch the show.
Yeah, I did.
All right, so congratulations, Kathy Bacon. You have an entry into the
Celebrity
Death
Film. He was Uncle Phil or
whatever. Something. He was the rich guy.
I just wanted to know,
we just won't talk about it.
Though. I want to talk about it. You're going to talk about it. So I need you to say what you wanted to talk about, though, because there are many facets of this.
Right. So. Well, this is what I... All right. So Adam and I both listened to a series of different podcasts that are available over at twit.tv, which are tech-related.
A network.
Right. It's network. But that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is I think the network thing here falls through. Because what happened is that there was a series of podcasts that we listened to, tech-related podcasts, and one of them was called Tech News Today, which is a daily tech news podcast. And
I tell you what happened. A travesty of justice.
No, not
but
really.
But I don't know whose fault it is.
No, but here, this is what happened, right? The host of Tech News Today, Tom Merritt, who came from CNET, so he came from another tech network, he was really good, right? He's a professional broadcaster. He's very good. He's interesting to listen to. He can vamp. He knows his stuff. He's interesting to listen to. He's good, right? He makes the show. He's very good at what he does. And he was in contract negotiations with Twit, the network, to renew his contract. And something broke down at the last minute, and basically that they did not renew his contract, and so he left. I think this is a huge mistake on Twit's part, and I'm going to say that this is what happened, right? So he left, they replaced him with someone who just sucks. It's horrible.
Sucks.
But
I could do it better than this
But
person.
Let's talk about that in just a minute. But what I wanted to say was you would think that, okay, well, you know, they kept the same show called Tech News Today on the same network, right? And it sucks. But in the meantime, Tom Merritt went off and started his own show called the Daily Tech the Daily Tech Show, which is, I think, at dailytechnewsshow.com. Is that right? Daily
something like that.
dailytechnewsshow.com, right? So he just went off and started his own dailytechnewsshow.com. Got a different theme song, did a slightly different format, but it's basically the exact same show that you were enjoying on Twit, now done.
And the guests that used to be on his Twit shows are all going to be coming on this other show.
Right. So it is more or less as he just picked up and went over there. So it was kind of like, it was really stupid on Twit's part, because I think they're as much as they like to be new media, right? I think a lot of their management at Twit is really stuck in the old media model of, this is a network. We are the ultimate delivery mechanism to the end consumer. And so if you don't want to play ball with us, fine, then you're screwed, right? You either play by our rules or you don't play at all. Failing completely to realize that in the universe of podcasting, you know, a network is meaningless as far as a distribution arm goes, right? A network is excellent as far as a cross promotional or some kind of marketing tool, or it likes to keep things all in one place. Like, to go to pride48.com, we will have a listing of all of our shows, you know, the member shows or whatever. That
right.
That is a great thing that a network can do. Doing live events is a great thing that a network can do. But at no point in time would we ever say to someone, oh, you can't be on our network, or oh, you're not allowed, you know. Because they can just go out and do it themselves. There's no benefit, right? This is not the monolithic model of, I am a broadcaster and I own the airwaves and I will let you go on this. And I think that it was really, really stupid and short-sighted of Twit to let that happen. Because at the very least, if they couldn't negotiate a contract, then they should have just picked up the syndication of his show. That's what they really should have done. I said, all right, fine. Then you take the show, you do whatever you want to do, but let us carry it on our network. And we will do a percentage ad on something.
So
like that.
I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know the whole story. I mean, Leo said before Tech Guy the other day, I saw it on YouTube, that it was that they could not come to an agreement, and he did not want Tom to leave.
Right. But you got to remember that Leo doesn't do the money. This was all about money and rights. He said, Leo said, and I saw the same YouTube clip, what he said was that what he wanted, we just couldn't do. And probably what he wanted was either more money or more rights to the stuff that he was doing.
Right.
And so they had to come up with this whole story that it had to do about going in house. And even then, Leo kept saying, you know what, that's not the story, but that's what we said had to be reviewed by his lawyer. And then that was what we were allowed to say, you know, at the time, but that's not the whole story. And if you knew the whole story, then blah, blah, blah. But it honestly, this is, you know, this is stupid. Frame rate in the chat room, someone is saying that RT Cruiser is saying he's already missing frame rate. You have no need to miss frame rate. I just listened to it today. It's called Cord Killers. Just go to cordkillers.com. It's Brian Brushwood and Tom Merritt doing the exact same show as Frame Rate. They're on their third episode right now. They picked up exactly where they left off. It is the exact same show, and you don't need to miss it at all. That's my whole point, is that there is no benefit here to this monolithic network model, and I think that Twitch shot itself in the foot by doing this. At the very least, though, and I know I'm rambling here, but at the very least, if they were going to keep the, you know, bring in a new tech news guy, which makes sense for them to bring in a new tech news guy, they should not have kept the same name, they shouldn't have kept the same format, and they certainly shouldn't have done it 3 days after the guy left. They should have given...
Oh my God, and Sarah Lane.
I know, but my point is that, you know what? If you were going to keep that same show, then Leo should have hosted it, because he's the only person that could have done it while Mike Elgin came up with his own new show that had a completely different format and a completely... Don't have the same theme song, don't have the same set, don't have... Because all you're doing is comparing it. You're inviting people to compare it if you're using the same name, the same theme song, the same set, and you've basically put an idiot on who can't even read a teleprompter on camera to replace someone who was really, really good at what he did.
So I'm going to say a couple. So first of all, Tom is he's very good at hosting. He's very good at moving it along. He has interesting conversation, things to add to stories. He has a very good voice, all of those things. But the one thing that when he's by himself, I don't usually enjoy the podcast that he produces on his own, because I don't think he's good at the other stuff, like picking the music,
right?
Of that kind of stuff.
He's not.
And I think it was a perfect marriage at Twit, because he had other people, Jason Howell or whoever was producing it, picking music, doing, doing all the, helping come up with segment, all that kind of stuff. So I don't enjoy him as much
But it's not like he can't get people to do that.
Right.
He is.
And maybe he will. And I do. I happen to actually like video. So the fact that he doesn't have a editing department, editing and actually putting out a video. He does have the Hangout, but it feels like you're watching a Hangout.
News show. I hate the video in the news show anyway. I think that's it's just people with microphones.
Well, I don't know. I just like to have something to stare down at occasionally. But anyway, the other thing is they said at Twit that they're wanting to completely revamp it and be your source for breaking news and send people out in the field and all
then,
that kind of
then
stuff.
Then don't do a show called the exact same thing.
What I was going to say is the thing is, the reason people watch Twit is not to get breaking news. It's because they like the personalities. And they let someone go that had the personality and that everyone loved, and then brought someone in that has like zero personality.
Right. But let's just... That again, that's that monolithic network thing that we control the broadcast, yada, yada, yada. This is 2014. Breaking news, it's called Twitter. I can find breaking news immediately anywhere online far faster than they're going to be able to like break into some kind of show and report it to me or have something. And it's like, I'm perfectly capable of reading all the same news stories that they're reading and find all the things that they can find, right? It's like, I don't need them to tell me the news. I read websites. I read blogs. I know the news. What I'm interested in is commentary and perspective on that news from people that are involved in it, right? I want to hear I want to hear somebody talk about that kind of that thing instead of just tell me what the facts are. I know the facts. I can read the facts. That's easy. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The point
I'm unhappy with that.
My point, and the only reason that I kept this, that I wanted to talk about this, is it was pointless, right? This is a contract negotiation gone bad. But in the world of new media, in podcasting, this is stupid. This would be like you deciding that you wanted to leave here, right? You didn't want to do Dubious Intent anymore. You were going to go. You could easily just go start your own show. there's no reason, you know, there's no
Are
magic.
Are you not renewing
here.
My contract?
Whatever. We'll talk about it later.
But I know we're going through contract negotiations. I didn't think this was going to come.
My point is that it was a stupid thing for them to let happen. And it was a very old media mistake. And I'm just really kind of embarrassed that, you know, that this tech station, the people that I trust to give me technological news and, you know, are just so entrenched in old media that they can't even realize, you know, well, if you cut him loose, he's just going to go do the same show somewhere else.
Well, right. And Leo knows that because he even said the last whatever show I was watching that he was talking about it. He said he even promoted the fact that Tom is doing the two new shows. And
but you do realize that Leo doesn't make these decisions, right? Leo removed himself from all this. Leo doesn't make these decisions. These decisions are made by the management there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He is still the head. He's the owner of the company.
But he has nothing to do with the financials. He removed himself from that. I mean, he's talked about that numerous times.
Yeah. Well, then it would have been Lisa. But anyway,
Lisa is the CEO and she makes some decisions. But there's Dane. There's all the financial people back behind there that do all the ad stuff and like actually set the budgets and whatnot. I mean, you know, Leo removed himself to the point that he doesn't take a salary. He only takes the donations. So it's one of those things. It was a foolish move on their part, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen from it. Anyway, that doesn't matter. We're done with this.
Neither here nor there. There's no news.
Oh great, there's no news. All right.
I can find something real quick.
No, dear God.
You don't like news. I figured.
Dear God.
No birthday.
Hello. I thought more people died over the 2-week period. Well, we're good. Hello?
Your Kappa here calling celebrity death line. Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers has passed away at the age of 74.
74. See? See, Kathy Bacon, that is the proper way to end a phone call. The exhale. Phil Everly, one of the Everly Brothers.
No idea who that is.
Yes, he's one of the Everly Brothers. We looked this up.
I don't know who the Everly Brothers are.
You don't know? Ask Auntie Vera.
That's like saying Michael Burns of the Burns Brothers died. That's my brother, so he is a Burns brother.
You really don't know who the Everly Brothers are?
No, I don't know who the Everly Brothers are.
You have
again.
Never in your life heard of the Everly Brothers?
Apparently not.
I'm trying to find...
Oh, Wake Up Little Susie. I've heard of that. What?
Okay. That
song probably
Brothers.
Came out before I was born.
Doesn't matter. Long before I was born also, but I knew who they were. They've been around
Look,
forever.
I don't hardly know the names of current music people, so unless it's Mariah Carey. So, I mean, that doesn't say anything. I know a little bit more now because of Mark.
Right. Because of Mark.
I have to say this one thing, though.
Guess what?
I have discovered I love mashups.
Okay.
And if you look on YouTube.
Yes.
I know I'm way behind the ball on this. But if you look on YouTube, there are some guys who specialize in just video and audio mashing up the like famous songs of the year or whatever. There's one guy called Danthology.
Yes.
You should look up Danthology's like best of 2013 or whatever it's called. Not to play on the show because it's too long. It's like 15 minutes or something, but it's great though. I mean, he even mashes the music videos together so they look like they're supposed to be together, and there are like several of these people on YouTube that do this.
Yes,
but he's one of the best ones. The sun goes down, the stars come up,
my universe will never be the same. Yeah, cool.
That's like 3 or 4 songs right there in the first like 5 seconds.
Yeah, you know what? I should have covered this at another time in another tech segment. Maybe I will. I found this because you know I like the looping stuff, and I've been playing around with some of the looping stuff. You know, there's a free Chrome app called Audio Tool. I don't know if you've ever heard of that before.
I have not.
And basically, it'll let you do looping stuff. Like right now, I'm going to go and find myself a kick. Hold on. So I'm going to go find a kick really quick. Let's see. We'll take this one. All right. So I'm going to, let's see, kick this off. So this is all done inside the browser. It's a little browser app, right? So I can like go and I can do my, all right. So there's got a kick drum going there, right? So let's see. It also gives you mixers and things like that. So let's add into that. Let's add in a snare to that. I'll take this one. No. There's Sneer, I think I have in my favorites. No, I don't. Alright, we'll take that one. It's kind of cheesy, but we'll take that one. So then we can throw that in, then we can start looping that one in there too. Right? And then we can add in. This is fascinating, isn't it? We can throw in a hi hat here, right? So let's see those in. Let's throw in a hi hat here. So we'll add in both an open and a closed hi hat there. So.
Can you record yourself and then loop that?
Yep. See?
Yep.
Oh, I'm saying it's a free tool, and it's actually, you know, you can sit there and play with it, and you just keep looping in all these things, and then you can add in like different variations to them. You can build your thing. You can add in synthesizers. The thing that it doesn't do in the browser, though, is it doesn't allow you to do the MIDI stuff. But the other thing you can do is you can add in effects to it. So you can add in, throw in effects, pedals, right? So if I wanted to
wah-wah
or chorus, a phaser flange. Or whatever, right? So I'm saying I throw in a phaser here. So I'm going to take the output of this and cut it, and I'm going to put the output of that drum machine into this phaser pedal here. Come on. My screen is scrolling too fast. There we go. There we go. So we can do that. We can change the depth of the phase.
Dion.
Exactly. That's exciting. Why was the Dion? All right, so and then if I take that and I throw it into a delay pedal.
So I found a news story.
No, there's no news story.
Yeah, no, there is. This is interesting.
Anyway, so check it out. It's called Audio Tool. Just go to audiotool.com, and it's all done inside your browser. You can play with it for days. It's fun, and you can do all kind of cool things with it. So.
Oh, I have two things. I have a news story first, and then one more thing to say.
Wait, if we're going to do the news story, we have to play the theme song.
Okay.
I had a small microphone emergency here.
You know, I love it how you added the microphone effect right there in the so. And chat room, get ready to search for photos of this and post them in the chat room, because I find this incredibly, I actually find this sexy. Okay. And I was wanting to talk about it on the show, okay. And I completely forgot.
Come on, let's move along. Come on, what?
A man with a rare medical condition called diphalia has braved the internet to show everyone his two sexual organs. He also did more than post pictures, though. He answered questions from the curious members of Reddit about what it's like to have two penises. Using the moniker Double Dick Dude on Reddit, the man promptly gave Redditors the chance to appease their curiosity on how it is to live with two functional sexual organs by answering their queries on the subreddit page Ask Me Anything. So, you know, he says both are 100% functional, you know. So basically the guy has two functional penises.
In which one does he pee through?
Well, he says pee will come out of both of them, so he has to hold one. That was one of the Reddit questions, actually. He has to pinch one off if he wants it just to come out of the other one. He has a favorite one. I think the right one is his favorite one. And apparently it's totally real. Like, it's not Photoshopped. It's like it is an actual medical condition. Only one out of, like, millions or something is born with this. I don't know what it is, but and both of them for him, now most times it just looks deformed and like nasty, but for him they were two nice looking, fully grown, like uncut penises. If you look up photos. Anyway, so
and does he masturbate on both?
You know, I don't know if that was one of the questions or not. I would have to you can look it up on Google and read the whole AMA. He did a whole AMA of all these questions, but he's bisexual and has a boyfriend and a girlfriend right now.
Does he use one penis with the boyfriend and one penis with the girlfriend?
Right, exactly. He has double fucked with it, double penetration.
Ah.
But anyway, so I just thought that was an interesting story. I don't know if I'd want to. don't know. It'd be a conversation starter, you know.
I don't know. So double penetration of the same person.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Because I was but like, yeah, how would you, yeah. I don't know what
he said when he comes, cum comes out of both of them. Both of them get hard, although not at the same time.
Oh, really?
One gets hard a little bit sooner than the other one. The other one falls behind a little bit. Huh. And yeah, so.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. The other thing I wanted to mention is at the gym, this is not a news story, but at the gym, they have all these TVs in front of me when I'm doing the elliptical.
Uh-huh.
And I, for some reason, I picked this elliptical, and it's always in front of Nat Geo. Have you ever watched Nat Geo? I think I mentioned that the animals, it's always animals eating each other.
No, I don't watch Nat Geo.
Okay. Well, it's very violent. If you, I mean, it's animals, it's like lions killing zebras and all kinds of stuff. The other day, I look up, I hope I haven't mentioned this on the show before, but I look up the other day, and there is a chimpanzee standing on its head and pissing into its own mouth.
Okay.
Stop it.
I don't know. You're doing your elliptical trainer, and you look up and you see chimpanzee water sports.
All right. It's getting late.
In the gym. Okay. Well, that fell flat. I thought it was really funny.
It's not funny. It's disgusting. That's
stop it.
Stop
why,
it.
Why would they have that on there?
Because they're gross people. Do we have birthdays?
No.
All right. Excellent. Then that leaves us to one thing.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. Let's get to our contact here, shall we? Our first phone call comes in from Miss Kathy Bacon. Hello.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, that was great.
Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Let's get to our next phone call. This one comes in from the Sater 69, Scott.
Hello, Adam. Hello, Daniel. This is Scott, Sater 69 on the Twitters, host of the Sater Sphere podcast.
Yes.
Adam, you ignorant slut. That black woman from Sound of Music,
yes,
was the incomparable Audra McDonald. She has a name. She's
no.
won many Tonys. She is famous. And I grew up with her in Fresno, California. Don't hold it against me.
Your
she
personal
is phenomenal. I remember when she was 18, she was in Evita. She played Evita, a black Evita. And my mom saw the show like, she's going to go places. And my mom still brings it up.
Excuse me, but black Evita has a name. It is Vita. I got nothing.
Remember, I said she's going to go places. Yes, Mom, you're right. Audra McDonald, that black woman from
yes,
Sound of Music,
that
which I
woman.
Can't believe you're right. Jesus Christ, Daniel's right. It was a piece of shit. You're dead to me, Adam.
You know.
Dead to me. And to you,
you know,
being overweight is like, yeah, 3% body fat. Oh, my God, I should be so lucky. All right, I love you both. Have a wonderful, happy new year. This is Vader. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
There you go. Go ahead. What?
First of all, calling yes, me racist for calling her
he
the black woman.
He didn't say racist.
Or whatever he said.
He called you an ignorant slut, which we've already covered is a callback to the old Saturday Night Live sketch.
How do you post a picture in the chat room? I tried it, and it just gave put a link in there.
Because it doesn't end in, it needs to, the link needs to end in .jpg or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Anyway, I liked it. I don't care. And I knew who she was, but I had only seen her on Private Practice. I had never seen her do anything. I don't have the Broadway playbook next to my bed.
Nobody does. Nobody
so
does. Except
I,
for the Sater,
know,
the Sater Sphere.
I'm sorry.
Whatever. But apparently he knew her.
I want to know if, like, she raised him or...
Apparently,
you know,
he was raised by Black Evita. Scott, Sater 69, was raised by Black Evita in California because he was going places.
Well, I'm so happy for you, Scott.
All right. I noticed that you were now... You weren't even still working on how to post the picture.
No, I got it.
Yeah, I see that. So
it
the entire
worked.
Time...
It's upside down.
You weren't even, like, really even paying attention to the whole thing. Anyway, that's Scott from the Sater Sphere. By the way, you know, I think we should have the film thing that I was talking about, the film fantasy league thing, I think we should challenge the Sater Sphere and maybe another couple.
They're listeners or
no,
what?
No. Like, in other words, that we do a fantasy film league between a bunch of different Pride 48 podcasts. So we get the Satyr Sphere. Who else talks about films on their show? Perhaps Auntie Vera, right?
We can do that.
And we can have, you know, so there'll be the DI Plus team. There'll be the Satyr Sphere team. There'll be the Vera team. And, you know, listeners can play along, but because you have to have a finite number of people in the league so that you can bid on films.
I say let's do it. We'll just have to arrange a time
right,
to all
we
get
have
together.
To, yeah. No, I mean, we can do a Google Hangout or we can do it through email. It doesn't matter. That's the beauty of it.
Well, I don't mean in person, but we need to record it.
Oh, no. We just talk about it.
Well, shouldn't we do like they did on theirs and like have everyone sit in a room and record a podcast?
See, I didn't listen to them do it. I don't know. It's just an idea. Anyway, we'll never get Vera in a room. That's what I'm trying to say. Vera hates me. He will not be in the same room with me.
He records with Big Fatty all the time.
Well, that's because Big Fatty has dirt. Big Fatty has embarrassing photos of Vera.
Likes me, I think. Like, Auntie Vera, will you record with us?
Vera doesn't like anyone. Vera hates everyone. And here's the thing. Vera hates everyone. Really, the only reason that he records with Big Fatty is because Big Fatty has incriminating evidence against him. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I want to know what that is.
I can't tell you without, you know, compromising my own self, because that's the only reason that I record on Big Fatty's show is because he has incriminating evidence against me. So anyway, let's get to our final call, shall we? This comes in from Toppy Smelly, which, by the way, I did record a part on the Smellcast. I was the evil Dr. Faust, I believe. Anyway, but I wasn't evil. But anyway, it's Toppy Smelly. He has no dirt on me. I recorded that because I wanted to. So let's go there.
Oh my God, this is Toppy Smelly.
Yes.
I was just watching the news.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm really out of breath. Sorry. I just ran home from my parents' house because I cooked them dinner.
Yes.
I made this like really nice spinach casserole with onions, fresh mushrooms, baby portulaca mushrooms, and chopped up low sodium, low fat, and low nutrition spam. Mm-hmm. And you like saute all that together, pour it in a can of low salt, low fat Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, and then you like bacon in the hot oven until it's bubbly.
Uh-huh.
Then fish off with Kraft mini marshmallows. We're all old, and my parents and I, we like don't like talking to each other, so we were watching the news while we eat. And I'm sorry, I'm still a little out of breath. And it's like minus three out there, and on my way home to the chicken coop, you know, like two houses down, my breath like froze up, and I walk into my apartment, and I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with my face? And then I was like, oh, it's just my breath frozen to my beard. And so on the news was a report, and I ran home to get you this news, right under the wire of just praise on Pride 48.
Yes.
So famed voice actor, voiceover actor who did Bugs Bunny, Tweety.
Yes.
Howdy Doody, and another character, somewhat lesser known, Yukon Sam, who guest starred by special arrangement with Dr. Seuss on that Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, like the 3D animated thing with Burl Ives, you know, silver, gold, silver, and all, blah, blah, blah. It was like a cloaky production or something.
Yes.
Well, Yukon Sam, he guest starred, and he was like the guy with the dog foot who threw his pickaxe up in the air and licked it seductively. Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
Gabe Kaplan, the guy who did Yukon. Dad, at 98 years, 7 months. Thank you for calling.
RambleRedhead.com.
I think, first of all, Toppy, thank you for calling. Did you pass out after that call? I think I would have hyperventilated and passed out on the floor.
He said Gabe Kaplan. Gabe Kaplan was a television actor, wasn't he? Wasn't he like Cotter from Hello,
Can't
Welcome Back?
Can't you say, okay, Kathy Bacon?
I could. Let's see. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who is Gabe Kaplan?
According to Wikipedia, Gabriel W. Kaplan is an American comedian, actor, poker commentator, and professional poker player.
That's not a voiceover actor.
Maybe you need to
Google voiceover actor who died.
I'll see. Okay, Kathy Bacon, who did the voice of Yukon Sam? Was it Yukon Sam? Larry D. Mann. Larry D. Mann.
Well, Toppy's in the chat. Toppy,
I know, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. Larry D. Mann actually did die just now, like yesterday. But he said Gabe Kaplan.
Toppy. Did you get your names confused or?
I give him credit for it.
So maybe, what's the guy's name?
Larry D. Mann.
M-A-N?
Yeah, no, M-A-N-N. He died of age-related causes, which I'm pretty sure is how Big Fatty's going to go. Age-related causes.
He said, if you really want to find out, ask for who did the voice for Yukon Cornelius.
When I said Yukon, Kathy Bacon is smart enough to have...
All right.
Yeah.
So I have one final update, because I know that everyone wants to know things that my uncle has messaged me.
Yes.
So I messaged him to tell him I was coming for Christmas.
Oh,
and
wait.
No.
You messaged your uncle to tell him you were coming for Christmas.
I was going down there for Christmas. No, I was
traveling. So when you messaged your uncle and told him that you were coming for Christmas, what was his response?
I didn't say it that way. So he didn't. Okay. But I messaged him and we were having a little conversation and I said, hey, did I ever tell you that I sang in the Turtle Creek Corral? Because I don't know, I was feeling nostalgic that day and I was watching Turtle Creek Corral YouTube videos. Right. Anyway.
Yes.
So he says, you know, I bet it was a lot of fun. I bet you had a lot of good dicks to suck, and I'm sure they enjoyed sucking yours. Have a great night. This from my uncle. All I said to him was, did you know, because he's a musician and he knows about the Turtle. I said, did you know that I sang with the Turtle Creek Corral for 5 years? Yeah, I bet you had a lot of fun sucking their dicks. And I said, no, I was in it to sing in a choir. What? And then he says,
yes.
He says, yeah, right. You were in it for both. Anyway, I'm truly glad you enjoyed it.
Wait, now, this is your creepy uncle.
Yes.
He's mentally disturbed.
He's asking me if I enjoyed sucking the dicks.
He wants to hear you tell him stories about you sucking dicks,
yes,
so that he can masturbate while you tell him the story. There you go. I believe, you know, our chat room has the correct answer here, which is stop texting your uncle.
You know, Daniel.
Yes.
Do you have anything else to say today?
I don't.
Chat room, neither you or Daniel can give me prescriptions for what I need to do to solve my problems.
Why?
Because Daniel's not a doctor.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's something. Obviously it starts with
229-234-7587.
Or yes. Send us an email, contact at dubiousintent. Wow. Contact at dubiousintent.com. Jesus Christ. Can I turn the heater back on now? Because it's cold in here.
As soon as the music is, it's hot in this room.
It's cold.
All the heat funnels into this room.
It's freezing in here. Actually, it's below freezing in here because it's like, below freezing outside. Anyway, all right. Sorry for the thing. And you know what? New Year's resolution, we're going to get these shows out faster. We're going to post them faster.
Immediately.
Not immediately, but faster. Faster. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Celebrity Death, James Avery has croaked. He played the dad on Fresh Prince. Okay, cheers.
Hello, Daniel M. This is David at Blue Jeans Guy, cousin to Brian at Blue Jeans Guy. He's saying he's my brother, but I'm actually his cousin. Anyway, calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone. It seems that James Avery, who was Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince, surely you have to remember this one, Daniel. You're old enough to remember this one. Come on. He is dead at 67. Conflicting reports say 65, but it's been confirmed from his passport he was actually 67 years old. So I guess that he won't be tending to the Fresh Prince any longer. So there you go. Have a good day, and I look forward to hearing the ding, or wherever you do. Anyway, hope to see some money in that pot because I'm going to win it this year. So, bye.
Hi, this is Carrie. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Line. James Avery has died. James Avery is the guy who played Uncle Phil on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I just saw it on Facebook, so I hope I'm the first. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys, I'm Pete Cruiser. James Avery played Uncle Bill in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, has died. I've got no idea who he is, but he's on the front page of our newspapers. Oh well, bye. Oh, and by the way, happy 102th show, seems I missed the 100th. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Joe in Dallas calling the death phone to mourn the death of James Avery, Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser, just ringing to let you know Phil Everly from the Everly Brothers has died, age 74. Catch you later.
Hey boys, this is Scott. You know, Satyr69 on the Twitters, host of the Satyrsphere podcast. I can't talk. Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers passed away tonight. Name, death. Okay, I've got it all. All right, so give him a dollar. I like the Everly Brothers. They're a great group. All right, this is Satyr. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Zombie Girl QJ from Nowhere calling for the Celebrity Death Phone, and Phil Everly, one half of the Everly Brothers, has died today, January 4th. I'm pretty sure RT Cruiser beat me to this because of his death service ping that he gets, but I'm going to try. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, it's TJ again. I just realized Phil Everly died yesterday, Friday the 3rd. But I just found out about it, so now I know Archie Cruiser beat me to it. I love listening to your show anyway, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.